Lecture 20, The Revolution of 1905.
This lecture looks at really what was at this point the greatest political challenge the modern Russian autocracy had faced, a massive social and political revolution in the year 1905. Before looking at this event, though, one needs to consider again the continued growth in Russia of opposition to traditional autocracy, because this is what the movement grew out of. And of particular importance here is the steady rise of liberalism in the years since the turn of the century. Liberal ideas, of course, as we've seen, have had a long history in Russia, going back well into the late 18th century. Among professionals and many educated nobles, by the 19th century, such ideas had really become quite commonplace. What was new in the 20th century, though, was the extent of organization among people with liberal, as opposed to radical socialist, ideas. And a high point in this organization of liberals came in 1904, when a whole variety of societies of liberals that had been formed around the country united to form a political party, necessarily at this point an illegal political party, that they called the Union of Liberation, to really fight for democratic liberal change in Russia. Now, there's lots of differences among individuals who were part of this liberal movement, but most of them pretty much agreed on a common program: extension of basic civil rights to all Russians, freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, assembly, and the like. They believed deeply in the rule of law that should trump the absolute power, the personal power, the will of autocrats, of bureaucrats, of police. What they idealized was what had been called since the 19th century, using the German word, a Rechtsstaat, a society based on the rule of law, but in fact they were more likely to talk about it simply as a society based on a constitution, what of course Nicholas II condemned as senseless dreams. They believed in what they like to call four-tailed suffrage, suffrage that was universal, everybody should have a right to vote, equal, wasn't weighted in favor of some class over another, direct, there wasn't a series of stages, and secret, so no one would know what personal choice you made. I should note that this idea of universal suffrage was for many only universal male suffrage, though even and increasingly many liberals believed, in fact, women should be allowed to vote as well. But they debated it. They also believed, of course, in a democratically elected parliamentary government. Now, in fact, they disagreed, liberals among themselves, over whether this was necessary yet to be legislative. Some believed it would be all right for a period of time to have a consultative body, though that required the Tsar and his ministers to consult, really, with these elected representatives and take their advice seriously. Though it's worth saying that by 1904, really only a minority of liberals thought that a consultative assembly was good enough. It was time, partly because they didn't trust the monarchy, it was time to have real legislative power. Liberals also believed in strong local self-government. They believed the zemstvos were powerful and should even be stronger in controlling local affairs, the zemstvos, of course, being these councils of rural self-government set up in the great reforms. And they believed the same about city councils that really should run the cities. They believed in education very deeply. They believed that one of Russia's problems, its backwardness, could be corrected by widespread education that would teach people civic values, teach them how to be citizens in a liberal society. And they believed, therefore, the state should provide free education. And they believed also in the importance of social reforms. They talked about the necessity of land reform in Russia, distributing lands belonging to the state, or the state buying private lands and selling them to the peasants who did not have enough land to survive. They also believed in labor legislation. They believed unions should be legal, strikes should be legal, the state should legislate an eight-hour day, social insurance, that government should set up arbitration boards to negotiate and improve conditions for workers. It's important that these Russian liberals were not pure laissez-faire liberals in their outlook. Very much in the Russian tradition, they believed that people who were educated needed to be concerned with the welfare of the people, and they believed that the state had an important role to improve people's conditions.